In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Emily Angel. Hello, Emily.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing fine. Now, Angel, is that your real name?
It sure is.
Oh, my God. Did you make out on that, huh?
I did. I got lucky.
It's two L's there, right? A-N-G-E-L-L, right?
Correct. Yes.
Emily, where do you live? Where'd you grow up?
I'm currently in Thornwood, New York, right next to Pleasantville, but I grew up in Binghamton. But I went to the City College of New York, and I studied audio production in the Sonic Arts Center there. So that's originally why I came here. And then I lived in Harlem for quite a long time, and then I've sort of been slowly migrating back north ever since.
Well, it's a great idea to migrate, because I think experiences inform your music, inform really who you are, which is the bottom line, right?
Absolutely.
You've played the Pleasantville Music Festival. That's cool, because there's some big acts on that weekend, right?
It was great, yeah. And I'm just hanging out backstage with a few people that I really idolize, just, you know, making small talk and hanging out with, like, Robert Randall and the Family Band, you know, and I've been following the Lone Bellow for years, and I just got to say hello to them and, you know, tell them how much I love their music. And so it was really quite neat.
Well, so you seem to be enjoying the journey. You got it.
Yeah, it most definitely is about the journey.
And I'm guessing, although I haven't read in your biographies, that you started young.
I did. I was singing the wrong lyrics to Row, Row, Row Your Boat when I was two.
How did you screw up Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
My family has a lake house, which we're so blessed with. And so I would sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat gently down the lake. And I would, you know, try to convince my mother that those were the lyrics. I think my dad sang that to me at one point.
Since then, you've Googled the lyrics and you now know that it's Stream, right?
I do.
But it kind of speaks to your individuality and your creativity, I think.
Exactly. I dance to the beat of my own drum.
Speaking of drums, you play a few instruments, but not the drums, right?
My first instrument is my voice. I've been singing since I could speak. And then I had to pick up the guitar because I had a lot of musicians sort of just get sick or something would come up over the years and they'd have to fill on a show. So I picked up the guitar, and then the harmonicas were a gift, and I've always sort of been playing the piano, kind of just make it all work.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Emily Angel. None of your songs really sound the same. Is that part of the plan?
Well, I've never been one to stick to genre lines. Mm-hmm. I grew up on, like, you know, my mom was really into folk music and Peter, Paul, and Mary and Free to Be You and Me soundtrack. And my dad was really into the Beatles and Jethro Tull. And so I have a very eclectic mix of music. Plus, I'm just really into, like, electronic and dance stuff. I kind of mix, you know, what I love and what I've picked up on over the years.
You know what I think what it all has in common is you got that beautiful voice layered on the top.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for the compliment. You know, I grew up singing three-part harmony with my sisters. And so just having harmonies has been, like, a really big deal. And I try not to do it too often, but my favorite part is, like, really hitting one of those crazy, screamy high notes and getting everybody in the audience to be like, whoa, what was that? And then, you know, sort of getting people's attention in that way.
That really works well live. Do you have a day job, Emily?
I do. I'm in marketing for an after-school program and summer camp that teaches kids all manner of digital technology, coding, 3D printing. The people at my job are incredible, and I've learned so much about marketing over the years that it's really helped me in my music as well.
Tell me about the song that we're going to play called Lighthouse.
So Lighthouse, something had happened in the world, and there was a lot of outpouring of hatred and, you know, just sort of terrible things on Facebook and social media. And it was the first time I really needed to disconnect. You know, I deleted my social media apps for a little bit, and my mother sent me this, this essay. And the essay it goes on to say that struggling souls catch light from other souls who are fully lit and willing to show it. And I just thought that was such an amazing concept. And then, you know, it further goes on to say that when a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe, but that is not what great ships are built for. Not only is this song says, like, you were built for this, but that kind of is where the name of the album came in. And it's really just about standing up and being the change and the light that you would like to see in the world.
Do you, Emily, have shows coming up in the Hudson Valley anytime soon?
I do. I'm going to be at a place called Wellington's in Harrison on February 2nd, and then I'll be up at the Jefferson Valley Mall later in February, so people can always find that information right on my website.
Which is?
It's emilyangelmusic.com, and that's Angel with two L's.
Emily,
correct.
Row your boat gently down the...
The lake.
Okay.
The lake. Andy, I'm telling you, it's the lake.
If it's going to be a lake, it's going to be a lake. It's Emily Angel in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today. Here is her good song called Lighthouse at 100.7 WHUD. Emily, good luck and way to go.
Thank you so much.